There's an ongoing series of stories over the course of this year about city employees' use of city vehicles. The former chief of staff, Jared Kupiak, was found to be using a city car after leaving his job. Another city employee was driving a city car while drunk. How have we addressed this problem now moving forward? What's going to be the policy as far as city employees using city vehicles?
Well, first of all, is any employee, whether it's my chief of staff or sub-director, any conduct that is inappropriate would be dealt with very harshly. And I think that I feel very good of having taken a position that there are going to be serious consequences to anybody who violates the policy or the law, and they're going to be dealt with. This has been an ongoing conversation that we started last year and this year during the budget. Initially, there were 75 vehicles. During the budget process, that was reduced to 53 and to 59, and it's recently been reduced to, I believe, 45. There's only 9 general government vehicles that have take-home privileges. Only 3 of those are pickup trucks that are used by DPW to respond to emergencies. So we've scaled down the number. I'm going to continue to work on that number. Look, if we could get to a point that we have one or none vehicles and it doesn't compromise public safety, that's great. We're in a fiscal situation where we should be looking for all the savings. And that's my goal, to do that, but to do it in a way that it doesn't compromise public safety or an adequate response to an emergency.
Jenna Carlisle, what are people saying to you around this issue? It's obviously, from an outsider's perspective, not covering the city of Hartford each and every day, it's something that has been on the front burner. It's certainly one of the things that ended up being the demise of Jared Kupiak, the last chief of staff. What are people around the city saying about this? Is this a big issue on people's minds?
I've heard a lot about it. I think it's a little confusion on sort of what the rules are, you know, why so many people have had vehicles. I understand some of them are collective bargaining.
Collective bargaining, and also you need to understand that the previous administration entered into these long-term lease agreements of these vehicles, which I've been working very hard to reduce. So we can't, you know, I don't want to be in a situation where I just write out a check to have a bunch of cars just sit in a lot. We have to do this in a way that as these leases expire, we continue to reduce, we continue to make economies, and that we continue to make sure that our employees understand that if you violate the policy, and there is a vehicle use policy, which is has been in place for a while, and it's being updated to bring it up to speed in terms of the IRS regulations, as well as my policy position on the issue. The policy is clear, you know, and it's, to some degree, it's common sense. If you are a city employee, whether it's a take-home vehicle or not, you're not supposed to drive it while you're intoxicated. It's common sense. And any employee that doesn't understand by now the consequences of what that can do to your job, let alone your personal safety, security, and life, as well as getting in trouble with the law and being fired, I think I don't know what else I can do to send that clear message across.
When your union negotiations reopen, I know it depends on the union.
Absolutely.
Will you take that off the table?
I'm not going to wait for the union contracts to be expired. I've actually given instructions to our corporation counsel and my chief of staff to make sure that as we move forward, right now in the concessions discussion, that issue comes up for discussion. So I'm not going to wait. I'm doing that right now.